Friends and family are mourning the loss of Richard Dewey Duval. Duval was a former city councillor and Petersburg's first representative on the Inter-Island Ferry Authority Board of Directors. He later worked as the IFA's terminal agent and security officer at the South Mitkoff Ferry Terminal. Duval also owned an air and water filtration business in Petersburg. Dewey Duval was born in 1943 in North Dakota. His family moved to Petersburg when he was 5, and he grew up here. As a younger man, he worked in the logging, fishing, and road construction industries in Southeast. He and his wife, Pam, raised 2 daughters in Petersburg and on Prince of Wales Island, as well as in Oregon, where they spent 10 years as owners of a dairy farm. Pam Duval says it was the first dairy farm in Oregon to have a computerized grain feeding system. She says her husband got his taste for public service in Oregon, where he served on the Tillamook County Water and Soil Conservation Board. Duval was a military veteran who served with the Army in the Vietnam War from 1967 to 68. Later, back home in Petersburg, he helped run the local Veterans of Foreign Wars and American Legion posts. Duval was elected to a term on the Petersburg City Council in 1996 and another term in 2003. As Petersburg's longtime representative to the Inter-Island Ferry Authority Board, Duval played a key part in the development of that community-based ferry system, which started operations between Prince of Wales and Ketchikan in 2002. In 2006, Duval started work at the state's new South Mitkoff Ferry Terminal, which is used by the IFA for seasonal service between Mitkoff, Wrangell, and Prince of Wales. On the suggestion from a member of the public this month, the Petersburg City Council decided to ask the state of Alaska to name the new terminal after Duval. Duval died of cancer at his home in Petersburg Thursday afternoon. He was 65. He survived by his wife Pam and their 2 daughters and sons-in-law, Catherine and Scott File, and Molly and Rich Eichner, as well as 4 grandsons. Funeral services for Dewey Duval will be held at First Baptist Church on Friday at 1:30, with graveside service at Petersburg Memorial Cemetery at 2:45, and a reception to follow at the Lutheran Church Holy Cross House. Also on Saturday from 9:30 to 10:30 at Northern Lights Restaurant, the Duval family will be buying coffee for everyone on behalf of Dewey Duval. Pam Duval says her husband loved having coffee with friends, and it would have pleased him to no end to buy everyone a cup. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.